Back here on the infield at Drake Stadium with another report from the Class 1A and 4A session of the State Track and Field Meet. And we've caught up with Lathan McDaniel, our first podium finish for the Indianola Indians this weekend, coming in the shot put. Lathan, taking third in the shot, what does it mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, last year qualified for state, very last seed. Came in, you know, a lot different position. I ended up scratching all three throws, so coming back in this year, you know, at the beginning, I'm not going to lie, I was nervous, but, you know, came in with confidence and hit a good throw and just kept building. I mean, it means a lot, and it points to all the hard work I put in.
You talk about that last year, got into the field, got that experience, but didn't quite have the state experience you wanted to have. How much sweeter does that make third place this year, just getting to kind of avenge what didn't go right last year?
Yeah, it feels amazing. You know, we have a list in our shed at our throwing rings, and it's all the state qualifiers, and I'm the only one on there where it says no mark at the state meet. So, you know, all season this was on my bulletin board. It was my number one goal, this and the school record. So, you know, it feels really, really good.
I'm gonna guess that board's gonna get changed pretty quickly for you.
Yep, no, it is. Next year, I'm definitely going to have high expectations, and that's probably going to be coming in and winning a state championship. So, you know, it's gonna take some work, and there's a lot of good competition out here, but I think I'm capable of it.
And we're going to come back and touch a little bit more about the future here with throwing. But I got to touch on this first, too, because we were talking about this a little bit before we jumped on here. Your sister last year took second in the shot put, and having the result that we talked about last year, how much more motivating was that for you, knowing that she had that level of success and you just wanted to be able to get up there and be able to finish on the podium just like her?
Yeah, definitely. No, I absolutely love my sister. She's a great human. She's always been a great mentor for me, but since a young age, we've always been competitive, and, you know, she got that, and my family was all proud of her. The whole community was proud of her, and I'm like, you know, that's who I want to be. And unfortunately, I'm not sure if everybody heard, but she actually tore her hip labrum during basketball and didn't get a throw this season. So, you know, not only did last year when she placed second motivate me, but, you know, she didn't get the opportunity to come back and revenge herself. So I did it for both of us, and it meant a lot to me.
That's really awesome, Lathan. You talk about next year, high expectations. What's kind of the work look like this offseason to make sure that you're coming back up here to Drake Stadium and walk it away with an even higher finish, the third?
Yeah, you know, offseason, it's going to be a lot of weight training. I'm going to be on the football field, you know, getting my mobility up, my speed up, grip performance where I lift with Coach West. I mean, he's been amazing for me. And, you know, my plan for my future is I want to go play college football. But this is really important to me, too. And on the offseason, I'm going to be working with Coach Curtis. You know, he's been amazing for me, Coach Whalen. And it's obviously going to take a lot of work. And I feel like I have the people surrounding me to be able to do it.
Lathan, appreciate the time. Congratulations on a third-place finish and being the first Indian to finish on the podium here this weekend. Looking forward to more great things for Indianola and for the rest of your high school career.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to interview me.
Absolutely. That was Lathan McDaniel, your third-place finisher in the Class 4A Boys Shot Put here at Drake Stadium. We'll have more with interviews and updates from the Class 1A and 4A sessions here at the state tournament at Drake Stadium. With this report on KNIA, I'm Tyler Krebs for KNIA KRLS Sports.